time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
just lift our hands to the Almighty God and begin to bless His holy name.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká gbé ọwọ́ wa sókè, ká bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fi yìn fún orúkọ Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration.
Ẹ fi ògo, ẹ fi ọlá, ẹ fi gbogbo ìjọsìn fún.
Bless His holy name, bless His holy name.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká bìbò fún orúkọ rẹ̀, ẹ jẹ́ ká bìbò fún orúkọ rẹ̀.
Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration.
Ẹ fi ògo, ẹ fi ọlá àti.
It's worthy to be praised, it's worthy to be adored. There's no one like Him. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the Ancient of Days. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. Kings and Lord of Lords, Ancient of Days, Unchangeable Lord, the Rock of Ages, the Holy One of Israel, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, glory be to your holy name. Father, glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for today. Thank you for tomorrow. Thank you for every day. Thank you for the salvation of our souls. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for victory. Thank you for joy. Thank you that tomorrow will be all right. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, tonight, do something new. Do something miraculous. Do something great. Do something glorious. Help us to fly. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let someone shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, shake hands with two or three people. And say, because Jesus reigns, I will fly high. And then you can put your hands together for the Almighty God. And please be seated. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.
We will near Isaiah, Orio Ogoji, as I cock a lineal.
The day that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Suba, I want your baduro de Olua, you to my bad.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Oh, Fiago, Kedidi.
They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Among animals, God's favorite animal is the lion. That's why Jesus Christ is called the lion of the tribe of Judah. The lion is God's favorite among animals. Among the birds, God's favorite is the eagle. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 4, when God was describing how he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, he compared himself to the eagle. He said, I bore them on eagle's wings. Tonight we are talking about divine favorite. Don't let anybody deceive you by telling you that God has no favorite. He has. I know. Because I know he loves me more than he loves you. Okay, now you have responded. You said he loves you more than he loves me. If he loves you more than he loves me, then he must have favorites. When we study the ego, we discover certain things about someone who is a favorite of God. And as we go along, I might use Elijah as an example of a divine favorite. The ego has very good eyesight. The vision of the ego is sharp, clear, precise. It can see very far ahead. A favorite of God can see far ahead. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Bible tells us that God will not do anything without telling his servant, the prophet. He will tell his favorites things before they happen.
Yo ma so fun awon ayo re ki awon nkan kan to sele saju ko to sele.
At the beginning of this year, I told you that God said we should pray against civil unrest. Within a week of the new year, we began to have civil unrest in Tunisia, in Egypt, in Libya, in Yemen and Syria and so on.
So mala ari ose kan ti Olorun ti baba soro yi na ni abe si jagiri jagan ni ilu Tunisia ni ilu Yemen ni ilu Egypt ni ilu Libya ati bebe lo.
By April this year,
ni osu kerin odun yi,
when I was meeting with my children in Britain during the ministers conference,
nigba ti awon baba ti won bere si ba awon omo won ni to wa ni ile ilu Oyibo soro,
I told them,
you
don't seem to take that prophecy seriously. You think the civil unrest he was talking about is for Africa? He was talking about the whole world. Right now, 16,000 policemen are trying to quell riot in Britain. Brethren, pray so that there be no civil unrest in your own country. Pray for Britain. Pray for Syria. Pray for Libya. Pray for everywhere. And pray for your own country. Now, in addition to clear vision, that you could see far, we also know that the eagle is very fast. Can swoop down from great height at serious speed. We'll be hearing more about that on Friday if the Lord tarries. But the eagle is also very strong. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 46.
Iwe awon pa kini ori kejidini ogun ese ikeni dini adota.
1 Kings 18, verse 46.
Iwe awon pa kini ori kejidini ogun ese ikeni dini adota.
Bible tells us that when God laid his hand on Elijah,
Bible so pe nigbati Olorun gbowo re le Elijah,
he ran faster than a chariot drawn by horses.
O sare ju keke sin ni ti agbe kale.
He had supernatural strength.
Olorun fun ni agbara lati oke wa.
When you are a divine favorite,
nigbati o ba je ayo lati oke wa,
you will not just be healed, you will be healthy, you will be strong.
Ise po kan ma ni iwosan nikan o wa lalaafia o si ni agbara.
Another thing that you can learn from the ego,
awon kan mi ti a tun le ko nipa yedi,
is that the eagle never lack provision. Never go hungry. Why? Because he can see from afar and see all the little animals trying to move about on the ground. Just pick them up and before they know what is happening, he has already caught them. But even more interesting than that is the fact that there are other birds like the ravens. That can pick other animals from the ground and try to take to its nest to eat. The eagle will see a raven had caught an animal Carrying it to its nest, and the eagle will swoop down and snatch the meat from the raven. And the raven will be thanking God that he wasn't killed. It will amaze you that in 1 Kings chapter 17, Verse 2 to 6. 1 Kings 17:2-6. It is the raven that we are bringing food to Elijah. You have read the Bible, say. In Proverbs 13, verse 22, that the wealth of sinners are laid up for the just. And many of you think, when will that wealth change hands? When you become his favorite. Another thing you notice about the favorite of God vis-a-vis the ego.
I won't commit a little nipa ayo olorun ti aba wo eye di.
Is that because the ego can see afar off?
Nitori pe awon eye di le ri jina rere.
He can see any enemy coming to attack him before they arrive. And he can deal with them at his own time. Several times when the snake is trying to rob the nest of an eagle, the eagle will be watching and waiting. And then at the appropriate time, he will swoop on the snake, grab it by the neck. And take it to a great height. And drop the snake. And the snake would crash down and die. So the favorite of God enjoys security. And because of this security that they enjoy, they enjoy boldness. Proverbs 28 verse 1 says the righteous is as bold as a lion. The lion fears no animal. The eagle fears no bird. The favorite of the Almighty God has no one to fear. But even more important than all this is that the eagle shows us that the favorite of God will have a glorious end. I was raised up in the village. I'm what you would call a proper bush boy. You have never seen a dead eagle anywhere in the jungle. Never.
Rara.
Why? Because when the eagle wants to die, when it is very old, it goes to the highest mountain possible. And it will sit down facing the sun. And as the sun is setting, it will drop down and die. On the tallest mountain top. You know the story of
Elijah.
When he was going to leave this world, he left gloriously. My prayer for every one of you here tonight is that you will become a favorite of the Most High God. However, majority of Christians never become a favorite of God. Oh, they are forgiven. Saved. And because they are saved, they are healed. Delivered. Blessed. But they remain at that level of salvation almost throughout their lives. They are saved, but they are never set apart for God. They never get to that level called sanctification. They are healed, but they are never used of God to heal. They are delivered, but they never set any captives free. They are blessed, but they never become a blessing. They have wings, but they never fly. Many Christians remain like chickens throughout their spiritual life. For you, that is about to change tonight. I've given this illustration before. When there is a state function and there are great people there, heads of states, ambassadors, and so on, when it is time for entertainment, they will announce all heads of states to go to such and such a place. All governors, ambassadors, you go to such and such a place. All commissioners and so on, you go to such and such a place. And then finally they say, all orders. You'll be entertained in the stadium. All others. Those who don't really matter whether you are fed or not. All others. In the name that is above every other name. You are going to leave the class of all others tonight. The reason why some people never become divine favorites is that they have the potential, but they just refuse to fly. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 15. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 15. There were many sons of the prophets. They knew what God was going to do. They knew Elijah was going away. And they told Elisha so. But it was only Elisha who became the eagle. Many Christians have the potential in them.
agbara lati di eye idi
to become great
lati di eyan la,
but they refuse to fly.
Ṣugbọn wo gbiyanju lati fo rara.
And then among eagles
laari awon eye idi yi pelu,
because I know you are going to fly tonight,
nitori pe mo mo pe e o ma fo lati ale yi lo ni,
that among eagles there are eagles
laari awon eye idi to gboogi wa.
Some eagles are more eagles than others, if you understand.
In Acts
chapter 5, from verse 12 to 16, the Bible says, by the hands of the apostles, miracles were performed. All the apostles were eagles. But there was only one Peter, whose shadow was healing the sick. I am believing God for someone here tonight. Among eagles, you will be an eagle.
Amen.
I've told the story before. One of my children, when very young, came back from Sunday school. I said, "Daddy, do you really know the Bible?" I said, "Very well." I said, "I know the Bible very well." He said, "Daddy, who is Prochorus?" I said, "I don't know that." He said, "What about Nicanor?" I said, "Is that in the Bible?" He said, "What about Timon?" I said, "You mean Simon?" He said, "No, Timon." I said, "I don't know what you are talking about." He said, "But you say you know the Bible." He said, "These are three of the original deacons." I said, "God have mercy on Nicanor." I know Stephen. I know Philip. All this Nicanor and Timon and Prochorus. Among eagles, there were eagles. I have good news for somebody here tonight. Before the sun rises tomorrow, among eagles, you'll be an eagle.
Amen.
There are some Christians who never tasted what we call the special level. The Bible says in Acts 19 verse 11 to 12, it says God performed special miracles by the hand of Paul. Special miracles by the hand of
Paul.
So that from his body, aprons, handkerchiefs were taken to the sick. Demons saw the handkerchief of Paul coming and they began to run. Because Paul was a special favorite of the Most High God. It is my prayer for you that you become not just a favorite of God, but a special favorite of God.
Amen. Adura mi fun yin pe ki se pe e je ayo Olorun kan ayo pataki ti Olorun Olorun o fi yin se.
Now let me let you know.
Eja ki nje ki e mo
that it is expensive to be a divine favorite.
Lati je ayo Olorun o je ohun to ni iye lori lopolopo.
It is costly to be a divine favorite. There is a price to pay if we want to be a divine favorite. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 18,
2
Corinthians 6, verse 14 to 18, a Bible made it clear. If you are going to be a favorite of God, you must be separate. Nobody can become outstanding if he's not willing to stand out. You cannot do things others are doing them I expect to become outstanding.
Oh, le ma se nkan bi awon eniyan mi se nse awon gba tu eyo ko si ro pe o fe di eni to ma yori soke.
I have taught the ministers before.
Ati ko awon alufa tele tele ri.
Pigeons gather together.
Awon eye iwo won ma n pe para won po jopo soju kan.
But an eagle flies alone.
So where ye di o ma nfo o nikan soso.
An eagle flies alone.
Eye idi o ma nfo o nikan soso.
You want to be a favorite of the Most High God?
To ba fe ti ayo Olorun Olodumare.
You can't do things the way others are doing them.
E o le se awon ohun bi awon eniyan mi se nse.
Others may, you cannot. Others can overeat, you cannot. Others can oversleep, you cannot. While others are joking, you are praying. When you find people discussing things that are not of heavenly value, you get out, you move away. Number 2, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Anyone who wants to be special must be ready to be peculiar. Being special and being peculiar, they go together. People must be able to look at you and say, your own is different. Without even your saying a word, they must be able to see you and say, you are different among them. I've told you before, the definition of a fanatic in Christianity is someone who loves Jesus more than you.
Ati so fun wa pe ohun ti a n pe ni awon ko gbere gbe o ni eni to feran Jesu Kristi ju awon to ku lo.
Special.
Awon to se pataki
must also be peculiar.
Won si gbodo je eni to yato.
Father say they are going this way, you say thank you very much, my own is different, I am a special favorite of God.
Gbogbo awon eniyan gba tu won so pe ibi ta won lo ni so pe e o da bo.
If you want to be a favorite of God, according to Psalm
24,
verse 3 to 5, Psalm 24, verse 3 to 5, you must have clean hands pure heart.
Ayafufu.
You can't afford ever to tell even a small lie.
Kogbodo tenu yi tabi tokan yin jade iro kekere.
Anything unclean must not be mentioned where you are concerned.
Ohun gbogbo ti a ba pe ni aimo ko gbodo wa ni agbegbe bi to ba wa.
The ego is the opposite of the vulture.
Eye idi o je odikeji eye egun.
The ego will not eat any dead animal.
Eye idi won ni je eran to ba ti ku.
Can't go around looking for dead animals to eat from, never. The vulture will look for one that is already rotten. Doesn't matter. Amos chapter 3 verse 3. God said, can two walk together except they be agreed? No, unless there are disagreement between the two, they can't work together. That's why God said in 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 15 and 16. You want to work with me? You must be holy. For I am holy. You want to be a divine favorite? Holiness is a must. Clean hands. Pure hearts. You must be truthful in all your ways. You want to be a favorite? You must learn to obey him without question. Our God is a wonderful God. But he's not a Democrat. Democracy is good. It has its benefits. But God is not a Democrat. So if you want to be his favorite, you must learn to obey him without question. 1 Kings chapter 17. Read it from verse 1 to 16. 1 Kings 17, verse 1 to 16.
Elijah
said something in verse
1
to Ahab. He said, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, I am his favorite. I communicate with him. We fellowship together. He said, I decree no rain, no dew until I say so. The moment he says so, the Almighty God said, it is done. That's one of the blessings of being a favorite of God. But then immediately God spoke to him and said, from now on, move straight on to Cherith.
See
down there.
Chokobe.
Bears will bring you food. He didn't ask, what do you mean, Lord? Birds bringing me food? Where is it written in your word? He simply said, yes, Lord. And he moved to
Cherith.
Then the water dried up. God said,
Elijah,
get up from now. Go to the house of the widow of
Zarephath.
And immediately he said, yes, Lord. Obedience without question. Some of us have become so learned. We now query even God. Are you sure this is what you wanted to write down when you wrote the Bible? Total obedience. Let me assure you, brethren, if you taste being a favorite of God for just 1 month, you'll be willing to do anything to remain a favorite of God. Let me add one more point, because I want to be brief, because we are going to pray. Anyone who wants to be a favorite of God, one of the prices you have to pay is that you must spend quality time with him. If you become his favorite, again and again he will call you back to himself. Come and spend time with me. That's why that passage says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They are the ones who will mount with wings as eagles. We all want to be favorites of God. We want God to use us to perform miracles. We would love to see delay work when we pray for them. We want to see the blind see when we pray for them. We want to see the barren conceive when we pray for them. We want to raise the dead. But then we want to pray for 5 minutes. By the time people have been praying for 10 minutes, they wonder what's going on. When are we going to stop? How many of you really want to become favorites of God? Let me see your hand. Wave it to me. I want to see you. Wave
it.
Are you ready to pay the price? I can't hear your amen now. Because we're going to pray tonight. A minimum of 1 hour. Minimum. Because Jesus said to the disciples, you can't even watch with me for 1 hour. 1 hour only. Many a time some of my children come to me, Daddy, we want to be like you. I say, wonderful. How do you start? I say, well, I remember when I started. I remember praying for 36 hours non-stop.
Non-stop.
Except for small breaks just to go to the toilet and come back. And they open their mouth. What? And I said, but the following week I found a book. that told me the story of somebody who prayed for 30 days and 30 nights. I'm not asking you to pray for 36 hours. I'm asking you to I'm only asking you to pray for 1 hour tonight. After we finish here, you can go on and continue.
Now,
before we pray, occasionally we see an eagle that was flying. And then when we want to catch an eagle in the jungle, we clear a place
so that you'll
be able to see it from high up there. And then we get a good plumpy chicken.
We
tie a rope around his leg so that he can appear in the circle. And then somebody will be hiding with a net. The eagle loves the chicken. And he sees the chicken. He zooms down to pick it up. He grabs it. But the rope doesn't allow it to go free. Before the eagle knows what is happening, the net has covered it. The food that you eat that will cause your destruction. You will never like it from now on. The devil knew that Samson loved strange women.
Samson, he offered and will be reared.
And he got him Delilah.
Oh, see, wow, Lord, Munda, Delilah, what for?
Samson was a high flyer.
Samson, and it all for local, local.
It was sin that turned his ego to someone without eyes, without power, without energy.
Sir, only you saw the energy, or Lodu, your lagbara, or so I saw the Edwarile.
There's another man called Gehazi. He had the opportunity of becoming the greatest ego of the Old Testament. But because he loved money more than God, he never even took off the ground. Sin will not let you fly. If you are flying, sin will bring you down. Thank God there is somebody like Paul who flew all the way to heaven. He finished well. Before I give you the prayer points, there are some of you who might be here tonight, and you are still living in sin. Maybe you were not here yesterday when I made the altar call. And now you are here, you want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want God to forgive your sins. You want his blood to wipe away your sins, so that you too can take off the ground and begin to fly. You can come now. The Lord will save your soul. Or you were born again once. and you backslid. Where you should be now is high. But sin has brought you down. If you come back to the Lord, He will restore you. And you can begin to fly again. So every sinner who wants to be saved, every backslider who wants to return to the Almighty God, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. Before I say 10, make sure you are already standing before me. If by the time I say 10, you are not here, I know you don't want to come. I'm counting now. 1, 2, 3. I know some of you are coming from a long distance, so you better begin to run. And if anyone is rejoicing with these people who are living the kingdom of darkness, I think you should put your hands together for the Almighty God. For sin will not allow any man to fly. The Bible says we cannot continue in sin and expect grace to abound. Sin will not even let your prayers be heard until you have washed in the blood of the Lamb. You can't even pray and God will expect an answer from God. 5. Yeah, the Lord is waiting for you. Come. Let Him save your soul. Let Him restore you to fellowship. Every weight that can tie you down, let the blood of Jesus wipe it away. Six. Those of you like Samson, who used to fly for God, and you know sin has brought you down, come back to the Lord. Let His blood wipe away your sin. Let Him restore you. 7. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Death physical. Death mental. Death financial. Death marital. Death spiritual. The wages of sin is death. Come to the Lord, He's waiting for you.
He
wants to save your soul tonight. 8 now. Those of you who are clapping, are you tired of clapping for the Lord? Give God the glory for what He's doing. Look at the souls that He's bringing into the kingdom. Let's praise Him for it. Let's give Him applause for what He's doing. They are still coming from all over. Keep coming. And as you come, begin to pray. God, have mercy on me. Forgive my soul. Forgive my sins. Even as you are coming, ask Him to forgive your sins and save your soul. Call on Him. He's a wonderful God. He will forgive you. He will save your soul. Keep coming, keep coming. It's 9 now. Yes, keep coming. I'll wait a little for you, but keep coming. Let's stretch the rest of all. Let's stretch our hands towards these people and begin to intercede for them. And ask the Lord to be merciful, merciful unto these children. That He will wash away their sins in His blood. That He will save their souls. That He will be merciful unto them. Let's pray for them. And those of you in front, keep talking to the Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord, save my soul. Have mercy on me, Almighty God, save my soul. Forgive my sins. Forgive my sins, Lord. From now on, I will serve you. From now on, I will do your will. Keep coming. Those of you who are on the way, keep coming. I'm about to pray for your salvation now. Oh, thank you, Father. Keep coming, keep coming. I wait for another 10 seconds. Then I pray for your salvation. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. My Father and my God, I want to bless your holy name.
Baba mi ati Olorun mi mo fe buku fun
oruko yin. I want to thank you for your word.
Mo fe dupe lowo yin fun oro yin.
I want to thank you for these your children who have come forward.
Mo fe dupe lowo yin fun awon omo yin ti o wa siwaju yi.
You promised, O Lord,
eti seleri Oluwa,
that whosoever will come unto you,
eyi awon ti o ba to yin wa,
you will no wise cast out.
E o ni ta won danu.
They've come now.
Won ti wa sodo yin.
Please receive them in Jesus' name.
E te won pa awon ni oruko Jesu.
Forgive them in Jesus' name. Let your blood wipe away all their sins in Jesus' name. Please write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. From this moment onward, anytime they call on you, please answer them by fire. And Lord, don't let them ever go back into the world. Let them serve you till the end. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward. Because from now on, I'll be praying for you. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. So if you turn to your left, somebody will lead you to where some pastors are waiting. They will collect the information I need, and they bring you back very quickly. So let's begin to go in this direction now. And please, I need some pastors to help the counselors, so that they are not overwhelmed by the harvest of tonight. Is anybody excited that Jesus is saving souls? Let's clap for Jesus. Let's clap for Jesus. You want to be God's favorite. You should rejoice when God is doing something like this. Come on, give the Lord a big, big hand. And just keep on clapping, keep on clapping. Keep on clapping. Keep on clapping, don't let me. Don't let me pressurize you. Don't be stingy with your clapping.
Emo ya hun pelu atewo yin. Emo je ko je pe a o ma gbogun ti ke to. Ke to patewo fun Olorun.
Bible says whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might.
Bible so pe gbogbo ti owo yin ba te lati se ese dada si Oluwa.
Clap.
E patewo yin.
Do it better than you are doing now.
Ese dada ju bi ese nse yi lo.
He gives you hands so that you can clap for him.
O fun yin ni owo ke le bi yin lo go ke pa fun ni.
As long as those hands are useful, clap them for Jesus.
To ba je pe owo yi wulo, e pa fun Olorun lati fi ope fun.
Clap for him.
E pa tewo fun Olorun.
He deserves your clapping.
Olorun lo ye lati pa tewo fun atewo ti re gan.
He's looking down from heaven and he's looking at those who are clapping.
Olorun oju ole lati orun won si boju wo awon ti won pa tewo won si.
And he's looking at those who are not clapping too.
O si wo awon ti won pa tewo pelu.
So clap for him. Put your hands together for the Almighty God.
Pa tewo re fun ko si pa wo re bejeje papo si Olorun Olodumare.
Thank you, Jesus.
E seun Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm sure you have your pen and paper ready.
Oh yeah, yeah, me pe eti mu kalamu yin ati beba yin lati ko awon ebe adura na.
Prayer point number 1.
Ebe adura kini.
Praise him.
Eje ki ayin
for the opportunity available to you to become one of his favorites.
Fun anfani ti Olorun fun yin lati bi kan ninu awon ayo re.
You can become one of his favorites tonight. The opportunity is there. Praise him for it.
Anfani na wa fun yin e le ja ikan ninu awon ayo Olorun lale yi. E je ka yi.
Then number 2.
E be adura keji.
You will lift your voice to him and say, Father. Make me a vessel unto honor. Use me to heal the sick.
Elo mi lati wo awon olokunrusan.
Use me to deliver the captives.
Elo mi lati tu awon onde sile.
Make me a blessing to others.
E jowo so mi di enu buku si awon elomi.
Number 3.
Ebe adura keta.
Father.
Baba.
Don't let me fall short of your ultimate goal for my life.
E jowo e ma je ki subu sile kuro ninu ilepa yin.
E ma je ki kuna.
E ma je ki kuna.
Ibi giga te
fe kin lo.
Don't let me fall short of your ultimate goal for my life.
E ma je ki kuna ibi giga ti e fe kin lo.
Number 4.
Ikeri.
Father.
Baba.
Let me be an eagle, not a chicken.
E so mi di eye idi, e mo je ki n je adiye.
I want to fly, not crawl about on the ground.
Mo fe fo, mi o fe ma fe fi ese tan atan kakiri.
Let me be an eagle, not a chicken.
E so mi di eye idi, mi o fe je adiye.
Number 5.
Ikarun.
Father.
Baba.
Among eagles.
Laarin awon eye idi.
Let me be an eagle.
Je ki n di eye idi pataki.
Let me excel.
E je ki n tayo.
Among eagles, let me be an eagle.
Laarin awon eye idi, e so mi di eye idi pataki.
Let me excel. Number 6. Father,
Baba,
before I leave this world, let the whole earth know that I'm special to you. Let it be known throughout the whole world that I'm special to you. Number 7. Father,
Baba,
don't let me stop until I reach the top. Don't let me stop till I reach the top. Number
8.
Will not be your own individual prayers. You know how high you want to go with God. Number 8 is when you will now begin to tell him. Then number 9. You will now pray for your neighbors. And say, Father, let him fly. Let her fly. Like an eagle. And number 10,
you
pray for the general overseer that he may keep on soaring. The altar is open. You are free to pray whichever way that is more convenient for you. If you want to sit down, that's okay. If you want to kneel, it's okay.
If
you want to stand, it's okay. If you want to fall on your face, it's okay.
You
have 1 hour. We're going to pray now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Almighty God will grant your request. He will make you a vessel unto honor. He will use you to heal the sick. He will use you to set the captives free. He will use you to raise the dead. Among eagles, you'll be an eagle. Before you die, the whole world will know you are special.
Amen.
By the special grace of God, you will not stop until you reach the top. You will finish well. It will be well with you. You will serve God to the end. In the kingdom of God, you will not be found wanting. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If you receive that, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.